Begin by settling the body in its natural state. Discovering the relaxed ease, stillness, and alertness of this natural state. By releasing tension, let this deep relaxation become your base for fearlessness. So that you can give up all reference points. Let your relaxation be a relaxation of grasping. And settle into the natural state of speech, effortless silence. And then let your mind, like your body, relax into stillness. Giving up frenetic movement. And settle into the non-conceptual, the absence of movement, spacious, clear, the way to rest in this natural state of the mind is by not prolonging the past, not anticipating the future, but resting in the present moment of luminous cognizance. Fresh, unelaborated, now, before asking questions about this state of stillness, it's very helpful to just practice looking at this mind in stillness. without expectations of what you will see. And when you are looking at the mind in stillness, is that different than simply resting in that stillness? Trangu Rinpoche says, if not, you're doing shamatha practice. There is a subtle difference. And before we can really enter Vipassana, you have to get used to what is that like? What is it, the experience of looking at the mind in stillness? The mind that is still. And now here is an important and subtle point as well that Trangu Rinpoche emphasizes. In Vipassana practice, the gaze is important. In shamatha, our gaze is lowered. In Vipassana practice, the gaze is straight ahead and elevated above 180 degrees, above the horizon. It's just slightly above level. And then as you are looking directly at this mind and stillness, the mind that is still, Yangtang Rinpoche proposes a few questions for you. He says, with the cessation of thoughts, you rest with no object, but examine very closely this mind that remains in the absence of thoughts, and observe. Does it have any color? Does it have any shape? Is it something you can look at? Yangtang Rinpoche is asking, when you look at this mind that is still, do you find anything at all that has substantial characteristics? Is there anything that you can point to and say, this is it? This is the mind that is still. If it doesn't have a shape or a color, what characteristics does it have? Is there anything that you observe? After all, this is your mind. It's right there. Don't say that you can't find it. It's immediate. But what you find, does it have any substantial characteristics? Vipassana should be done in short sessions so that you don't fatigue yourself. So now lower your gaze and go back to stillness. Refresh in the moment now. And while you're resting, if there are thoughts that occasionally bubble up, you can always take the gap between thoughts as your stillness that you are observing. And now elevate your gaze again. And observe this mind that is still. You're experiencing something, but you can't find any substantial characteristics for this something. Yangtang Rinpoche then continues. And in the absence of that, there is simply an openness, an expansiveness like space, with no object. As you rest there, examine the nature of this empty mind, this space-like awareness. That's all that remains. Does it come from anywhere? Is it located anywhere? Does it go anywhere? Where did this still, space-like awareness come from? It's not always there. Sometimes there's movement. So when it's there, where did it come from? Did it come from nowhere? So how does something that was nowhere become something here? This stillness. Or did it come from somewhere else? So how does something that was something somewhere else become this here that you are observing? Simply observe closely these constantly refreshing moments of now. Where do they come from? How do they arise? And what were these moments before they were now? Or maybe this is easier. This moment of now, still non-conceptual, that you're observing. Where is it? Is it inside your head or outside your head? Is it there in front of you? If that's so, you must know where you are. Where is this stillness that you're observing? And as you observe, this stillness doesn't last forever. Where do these moments of now go? And then take a break from your observation and simply rest in stillness again. Lower your gaze. And now, raise your gaze again for one more session. And observe this mind in stillness, that is resting in stillness. This mind that has no substantial characteristics that you can find. So does this mean then that the mind doesn't exist at all? Is the reason that you can't find any substantial characteristics because there's just nothing there? You must be entertaining that possibility. But if that's the case, what is it that came to that conclusion? If it finds nothing, it must exist. Or when you're observing this mind in stillness, do you observe that there is something? Rather than nothing, there is something. There is a state of cognitive lucidity, awareness, that is insubstantial. It's the capacity of the mind to know that is so clearly there, observable. And if this is your conclusion, your observation that this mind in stillness that I am observing has no substantial characteristics, I can't say that it exists, yet I can't say that it doesn't exist. There is this luminosity. And then, if that is your observation, are you sure that this is what you're observing? Or are you thinking this? Do you know the right answer? And you are looking at a conceptuality rather than direct observation. Just keep observing. Looking directly. That's all there is, without expecting to find something or nothing, one way or the other. Just keep looking. And if you conclude that a mind with substantial characteristics, not only have you not found it, but it is not to be found. This absence leads to a space-like openness. An expansiveness with no object, no reference points. Rest in this space-like awareness. And as Dong Kanchapa says, the body and mind are unestablished, like a rainbow in the sky. They appear but are empty. Whoever realizes this dissolves like space into space. And when that happens, what a sight it is.